You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I'm going to give you my opinions, commentary on a hearing that's taking place. Now, I haven't had time, nor do I recommend you listen to the hearing, because it's one of these confirmation hearings of President Obama's nominee to be the future Attorney General of the United States, replacing Eric Holder. And the lady's name is Loretta Lynch, and she's been being questioned by senators today on Capitol Hill. Now, the one that's interesting, that's getting at least attention from me, is Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama questioned her about whether or not illegal immigrants have the right to work here. Now, that's a rather straightforward, simple yes or no question as far as I'm concerned. Now, none of these nominees are ever going to give you a yes or no answer unless the senator forces you to say yes or no, and even then they might not answer it. And neither did Mrs. Lynch. She thinks illegal aliens have a right to work in the United States, just like anyone else that's here. Well, that's not the law, and that is the problem. It's a big problem because we have 20 to 30 American citizens that were born, educated, raised here in the United States that are looking for permanent full-time jobs. Some of them have part-time jobs. Many don't have any jobs at all. And that should be the focus of not only the Congress, but the President of the United States. Now, my general opinion, if you will, is presidents are entitled to their team. In other words, unless there's some real serious issues with a nominee, they should be confirmed. And I have no doubt that this nominee will be confirmed. Everything I've seen so far, I probably would vote for. Now, I have not had the opportunity, though, to listen to everything she said. But just over the fact that she is saying that illegal aliens have a right to work here would give me great pause. Because the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is we're not putting the American people first. And these people, our elected representatives, have to focus on the general welfare of the American people, the American worker, not on illegal aliens. And that's what really gets me steamed. There's more concern for illegal aliens than there is for the fact that we have millions of American citizens not working today. And many of them are young people. That's what gets me irate. They'll go on and on and on. We got to get them out of the shadows. They're not in the shadows. They're working all over the United States, on this campus, in this city of Dallas, through Texas, and through the United States. They're here illegally. They broke into our country. They got fraudulent documents, and they are working in jobs that Americans should have, not illegal aliens. And one of the few people in Congress, there are several, that have focused on this is Senator Jeff Sessions. I'm not surprised he asked the question. There is no right at all for illegal aliens to be working here, period. Now, President Obama likes to go on and on, the immigration system is broke. That's another one of his big lies. Now, because some of you will say, what do you mean? It is broke. It is broke. Who broke it? Two presidents broke it. President George W. Bush that lives in Dallas, as well as Barack Obama. They broke it by not enforcing vigorously immigration law. If the laws of this United States were enforced, we wouldn't have an illegal immigration problem. And we would have millions more Americans working today. And we would have an unemployment rate approaching 3% or less. And we would have a labor participation rate above 67%, not at an over 30-year historic low of 62.7%. So what do you do? Do you confirm her? Because she is just going to aid and abet this president who has forced a constitutional crisis. Now, you may not be aware of it. I certainly wasn't. I had to do a little research on this. There are now 26 states suing this president, the federal government, for his unconstitutional and illegal actions when he issued executive orders that violate the Constitution and the laws of this land. The president does not have wholesale class. He does not have discretion as to whether or not he can prosecute millions of people. When prosecutors talk about discretion, it's a case-by-case-by-case basis. Yet what the president is trying to confuse you with, and he uses this as an explanation as to what he's doing, that he has the discretion not to prosecute. But it's not an individual case. It's upwards of 5 million people. And what he's trying to do is provide legal status, which is a stepping stone to amnesty and citizenship, to the children of illegal aliens that broke into the United States, that have been working here for years, and now their children are growing up. You see, if the laws of the land were enforced, those people would not have worked here for years, and their children would be not here. And I agree, a family should stay together, but not in the United States. Deport them to their country of origin. And I don't really care where it is, whether it's Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, Point South, Brazil, Argentina, China, Vietnam. I don't care where you're from. If you have broken, the first thing you do is break our laws by breaking into our country, the laws should be enforced. You shouldn't be given legal status. You certainly shouldn't be given a card, and that's what it is, a working permit. That's what it's called, a working permit. An employment authorization document. The acronym is EAD. Has your picture on it, and if you have one of those cards and it's for a period of time, you can legally work in the United States. And that's what this president right now, through his Department of Homeland Security, are handing out. All I have to say, they have to meet certain conditions, and all I have to say is, yes, I meet the conditions. Yep, I've been here over 5 years. There's no investigation. There's no real documentation of this. You're taking the word of a criminal, an illegal alien that has broken to. They always commit at least three crimes. It's illegal, a misdemeanor, to not present your papers, your passport and visa, and any other documentation you need, such as your shot records, your immunization records. And if you don't provide what's required and present it for inspection at a point of entry, an inspection point, you are turned away and you have to go back. But they're not doing that. They're just crossing primarily. They're doing it two ways, and I always need to emphasize this. More than half the problem is people breaking in the country by crossing over the United States-Mexican border. The other, at least a third to upwards of a half, again, no one really knows the number. The government that should know the number doesn't know, and I'll get into that in 1 minute. But the other part of the problem, there are two major channels, if you will, one being crossing the U.S.-Mexican border illegally. Now, some go through Canada and some go through various ports along our coast. I understand that. The vast overwhelming majority are crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. But the other people that come primarily come here initially legally. And they do that by flying in. Some take ship, but mostly they fly here. They have a visa. They have a passport. So they present their passport, and they have a valid visa, primarily to either do business here, go to school here, or tourist. And then what happens? They stay here. They like it here, so they stay. They overstay the visa. That's what you're going to hear. And we don't know how many they are. Now, I'm going to give you a good ballpark estimate in a minute, because I always talk about this because it needs to be emphasized. So you have two primary ways people break into this country. And then to work here, they have to get documents. So what do? They buy fraudulent documents, driver's license, social security cards, other paperwork. And based on that, employers are hiring them. There are about 12 states that have the most, but they're all over the United States. I happen to be sitting in Dallas, Texas, which is a so-called sanctuary city. We welcome illegals because our police officers are instructed not to ask, are you here in the United States legally? They're not supposed to enforce immigration law, and guess what? They don't. It's even worse than that. When they call, or when people call ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, they never really do anything about it. You see, once you are in the United States, you've crossed that border, and in a city such as Dallas, but any city, town through the United States, ICE, whose responsibility is immigration enforcement, doesn't enforce it. Your chances of being deported are slim and none. Really, the only ones that get deported are hardcore criminals that have committed serious crimes such as murder, rape, assault from whatever country they're from. Because there have been people released that have even those serious crimes because they're not going to be deported. They're not. They're not enforcing the law. That is the problem. It's not just at the border. The Border Patrol has a rather thankless job because the management has been politicized. And yes, they do, if you're caught near the border, upwards of 100 miles in, they can and will detain you and ship you back across the border. And that's primarily the United States-Mexican border. And they're trying to count those as deportations. In the past, historically, they're not. They're returnees or turnarounds. Is another term you'll, and they literally turn them around, put them on a bus, send them to the U.S.-Mexican border, let them go, and usually within days, weeks, months, either there or someplace else, they try to break in. So they break into the country, they get illegal documents, and then they get a job that in the past would go to primarily unskilled Americans looking for their first-time job, which is primarily teenagers and people in their 20s. What we're talking about here is manual labor, stocking shelves, digging ditches, gardening, making beds in hotels, busboys, cooks, waitresses, meatpacking jobs. I'm not going to give you the whole list, but there are many, many, many entry-level jobs. And these jobs historically have been performed by Americans, American citizens. The few jobs that illegals have performed, there were guest worker programs in the past. I'm not going to get into that, but my point is this. Because of two presidents for the last 15 years, actually beyond even into the Clinton administration, immigration laws have not been vigorously enforced. Yes, at the border, up until Obama, approximately 1 million people every year would be detained and returned. But if you ask the U.S. Border Patrol, their supervisors, and the people that do the job every day, for every one they detain, how many people get away? They will tell you conservatively, in other words, the low estimate, 3 to 5 people, sometimes a lot more. Once they make it into the United States, they spread out. In other words, if they're approached by Border Patrol, the standard procedure that they follow is everyone goes in a different direction. So the U.S. Border Patrol agencies, 1, 2, 3 people, however many are in the truck or SUV patrol car, yeah, they'll get a few people. Not many, because they got to be careful. Many of these people are armed and dangerous and are smuggling drugs. But let's say it's a group of 15 to 20 people. They get 3 or 4, and the rest hightail it in different directions. Many of them die. I need to say that. I shouldn't say many. Some of them die because of the hot weather. If you're crossing, I live in Texas, and I will tell you in the summer, and I'm in northern Texas, but in southern Texas, if you don't have water, you're going to dehydrate and die. And bodies are found every day, every week across Texas in various counties near the border. It's dangerous to cross, but these people are desperate to find jobs. And they know if they can get to a sanctuary city such as Dallas or one of the 12 states that encourages this, the big offenders are California, Texas, Florida, and Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Georgia, North Carolina, Washington. I always miss a couple. And a lot of them are here to work in the agricultural sector. It's not just maids making beds or cooks, dishwashers in hotels and restaurants. There are a number of jobs that these illegal aliens work for. Many of them are day laborers. You can go today in Dallas, in any city, especially in those 12 states, and you will find primarily grown men, young grown men, on certain corners where what happens every day, trucks will pull up and these illegal aliens will get in. They're day laborers. And that's what's going on through the entire country. Now, you see the problem, and this is the game the politicians play. Well, especially the Republicans, but also some. We got to secure the borders. We got to secure the borders. They always will say that. The answer is to secure the border. And I agree. The answer is to secure the border. Have they secured the border? No, they haven't secured the border. Have they built a fence? No, they have not built a fence. Have they built a double fence? No, they really haven't built the double fence. Do they have a road between the No, we haven't done. They'll authorize it. They never fund it. And that's the problem. They're talking out of both sides of their mouths. Now, what I need to say, I'm a supporter of immigration. We are a nation of immigrants, and I'm a big supporter of immigration, but controlled immigration. And I'll be the first one to say there are things that need to be changed in our immigration system. But I oppose any changes until the federal government gets its act together and we have leadership that stops and reverses this massive flow of illegal aliens into this country. It's an invasion, folks. Now, how bad is it? Don't believe the big lie there are 11 to 12 million illegal aliens. They don't like to call them illegal aliens. I didn't check the AP style book, but I think they're called undocumented immigrants. And a lot of times they even leave that off. Technically, they're illegal aliens. They committed a crime by just being here. And like I said, most of them, after they've been here a few days and are working, have committed at least three crimes. So I'm for legal immigration. We have a process in place. And yes, it can be anything the government can be improved. But what most people aren't aware of, legal immigrants into the United States every year are over a million people. Most people think it's a couple of hundred thousand. Some will say 250,000, some will say 500,000. Very, very few will say a million. The only ones that'll say a million are people that are aware of the situation. And we have people in Congress, both representatives and senators, that want to increase the number of legal immigrants, first to 2 million and then 3 million. And you got to be very, very careful. Because one of the games these slick politicians are, they'll be going on and on, we need to secure the borders. Yeah, okay. While they're saying that, they're voting for bills and favor bills that would increase legal immigration to 2 to 3 million a year, per year. Not a decade, a year. Now, they're for that for the simple reason, well, multiply by 10 years, you'll cover at least 30 million. That gets to my next point. Don't believe the 11 and 12 million number. Because, like I said, when people, for example, cross the border, I'm not even dealing with the other portion of the problem, overstaying their visas. Typically three to four stay in the country. You're always going to have a percentage that go back. Always. We've had that history. If you use the conservative estimate of 3 to 5 cross the border and ultimately get to a city like Dallas, 3 to 4 will stay. 1 will go home. But you need to multiply by a million, at least a million. Your problem you have today is because of changes, specifically when Obama became president, the number of detainees, apprehensions is the more technical term, dramatically decreased. So not only are they not really detaining them at the border anymore, or not to the extent they used to do, they're not enforcing immigration law internally in the interior of the country. In other words, away from the border, especially the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, this has been going on for upwards of 20 years. So if you multiply by the low number, 3 million, let's just use 15 years. That means there are at least 45 million people here illegally. If you use the 4 estimate, 4 for every one that they capture, for 15 years, that's 60 million. Now, I don't know what the number is. I'll be the first one to say. It's not my job, but I know it's not 11 or 12, and I point this out. My own opinion is there's somewhere between 30 and 50 million minimum illegal aliens in this country. Now, I say this because the big lie that the media, the television networks, and even people that are on my side, they buy into the lie. We're only talking 11 or 12 million people. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're talking 30 to 50 million minimum. And that's why there's a push to increase the number of legal immigrants, to get that quota, if you will, or limit upped. So over time, the people that are here illegally can become legal immigrants. That's one of the games that they're playing. But what is the real serious, and I mean serious, problem that they never talk about, Democrats or Republicans? Rarely, with the possible exception of Sessions. There are a few congressmen, but my point is this. You're never going to stop the flow of millions of illegal aliens into the country, whether they're flying in and overstaying their visa or crossing various U.S. borders, primarily the U.S.-Mexican border. You're never going to stop that until you first secure the borders, but more importantly, at the same time, go after the employers that are employing these people. Because the main magnet, the main attraction, and why we have millions of people every year entering here illegal is the jobs. Now, there are existing penalties on the books if you're an employer and knowingly employ someone illegal, but it's not enforced. When was the last time you saw a television news story where Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement have gone into an employer and walked out in handcuffs the management of companies that are employing usually dozens of illegal aliens? I haven't seen it. You can't find it. Why? They're not enforcing the law. It's not hard to understand. If you don't enforce the law, you're never going to see this. And see, the problem is this problem, and it is a problem, where you have upwards of 50 to 60 million illegal aliens here. How do you get them out of the country? We've let this problem fester because we've had two presidents and two political parties. No matter what they say, wink, wink, nod, nod, let them come. And see, my problem with this, they never talk, think about the American worker and the impact this has had on Americans. The focus and all the talk by both Democrats and Republicans is about the illegal aliens. And they don't call them that. We're a nation of immigrants. And that is sad. That's a sad day. When the majority of the American people, the will of the American people, is ignored. There have been polls, and the questions vary, so the numbers are going to vary. But anywhere from two-thirds to upwards of 80% of the American people are totally against illegal immigration or illegal aliens coming into the country and working, and they want the immigration laws enforced. Now, the reason the Democratic Party does this, and they make no bones about it, is they look at every illegal alien that's here that ultimately first will get legal status. That's what President Obama is doing right now by his unconstitutional and illegal executive actions, by passing out what's called work permits, Another term you'll hear is employment authorization documents, EADs, as well as green cards. You've probably heard that. Permanent legal resident cards. By handing both out, that provides legal status for all the people that get the cards by just saying they meet the various conditions. Oh, yeah, I've been here 5 years. They might have crossed the border last week. Oh, I've been here 5 years, about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. They know what to answer. And that's what's going on. They're committing another crime because if you falsely represent the situation, that's another crime. But hey, what do you have to lose? You're already a three-time loser. You broke into the country. You brought illegal documents and you're working here. What's another lie? No one's going to check. They got to take the word for it. Oh, you've been here? Okay. I guess you get your card because our president has ordered it. The president doesn't have the authority. He's there to execute or enforce the law. He's not there to make the law. That's clear in the Constitution. It is Congress's responsibility to legislate or pass the laws. It is not the president's. His responsibility is to faithfully execute or implement the law. And don't buy this BS about discretion as a prosecutor to enforce it. That's a case-by-case situation. That is not classes of people, millions of people, with a stroke of the pen. And what's encouraging is, as of today, there are 26 states challenging this. Why? The American taxpayers don't have the money to pay for the schools, the highways, the medical facilities to support these illegal aliens. We're talking major money. Getting back to why this is in the news again. It's because the president nominated Loretta Lynch to be his replacement for Eric Holder. And she says, if you're here illegally, you have a right to work. That's news to me. The only right, frankly, is to be deported. It's not a right. That's the responsibility of law enforcement and the federal government to enforce the law, and they're not doing it. And that's the problem. She is just going to be another aider and abettor of criminals, an aider of and abettor of President Obama, who is, by his very actions, which in the past he says he couldn't do, now he is now the dictator. He is mandated by executive action that upwards of 5 million people get these cards that they're not entitled to because that gives them legal status to work here, to live and work here. As far as I'm concerned, that's an impeachable offense and a crime because you are aiding and abetting criminals. This is criminal activity. This is a president engaged in criminal, dictatorial, tyrant-type actions. We are not yet a banana republic, Mr. President. And the states are suing in federal court the actions that he is engaged in. And I think the numbers will be going up. It started with, I think, 16 states. It's now up to 26. And I think that will stop it. I hope it will stop it. We already had one federal decision from a court that says what Obama is doing is unconstitutional and illegal. This will go to the Supreme Court, and I hope and pray that they decide this decision rightly. With that, I need to close the show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.